And now it's time for the Wildside News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
1 week till June. In schools across America, teachers are being ignored as students count the minutes till summer vacation. June is coming. In the Midwest, people are enjoying perhaps one of the best weeks of the year, that week before the mosquitoes hatch and begin that giant silent sucking sound. Hikers are getting ready for National Trails Day, from sea to shining sea, as we explore 50 ways to save the ocean, when your voice of the earth continues here on the Wildside News.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
This last week in May just may be one of the best weeks of the year. It takes the best of spring, with its renewal of life, the propulsion of growth from seed upward to sun, and the joy of the springtime flowers, surrounded by the excited calls of various spring matings, the birds setting territories, frogs emerging from the mud, mayflies filling the mornings with clouds of frenzied frolic. And then comes June, as it ramps up to full spectrum of sunlight, suntans, and sunburns, as the specter of global warming becomes the hottest ticket at the box office, and a new hurricane season taunts us. So what else is new? Another summer dawns. And the first weekend in June also means that hikers all across America will be joining in to celebrate the 14th annual National Trails Day, June 3rd. And we here at the Wildside News are bringing you our third annual coverage of what's planned for that day and how you can participate. We talk with Ivan Levin of the American Hiking Society in our first segment. Then in segment two, summer also means heading to the beaches to meet and greet our oceans. We walk the shoreline, soak up the warm sun, and enjoy the watery vastness. The great oceans are always there for us. But below the surface, the oceans are changing. We've talked about it many times on the Wildside News. The truth about the decline of the ocean systems is perhaps one of the world's most perplexing problems. One can seem almost hopelessly at a loss to even know what to begin to do. Until now, that is. In segment two, we talk with a great ocean champion, journalist, author, and activist, David Helvarg, who has a new book out with 50 ways to save the ocean. Listening to David speak, there are thousands of things each of us can do, and every single action counts. And then in segment three, we head to Pennsylvania, to a place that set the stage for what was to become one of the greatest experiments in human history. Valley Forge. This National Historical Park celebrates a gathering of citizens who came together to fight for their freedom. We visit with Ernestine White about a gathering scheduled for June 3rd, as citizens again meet to celebrate National Trails Day. Great stuff coming up as soon as we take a look at this week's news. So first, the news. The debate over global warming is cooling off, while the debate over Al Gore is heating up. Al Gore is making headlines in everything from E! Magazine to Entertainment Tonight, with the release of his Globebuster, An Inconvenient Truth. The film, based on Gore's battle to awaken the world to the reality of global warming, is quite literally receiving rave reviews. Gore, fresh off the opening cameo on Saturday Night Live and an interview with Katie Couric Wednesday on the Today Show, launches his meteoric revival with interviews with Tom Brokaw on the NBC News, Terry Gross on Thursday, and the list goes on. Concurrent with the release of the movie is a book by the same title. Gore's movie is receiving endorsements from around the globe, and his media menagerie is making a difference. Of course, not everyone agrees with Mr. Gore. Tuesday on the Fox News Network, in its unending struggle to appear fair and balanced, interviewed Sterling Burnett, senior fellow at the National Center for Policy Analysis, about An Inconvenient Truth. This is what Mr. Burnett had to say.
If I thought Al Gore's movie was, as you like to say, fair and balanced, I'd say everyone should go and see it. But why go see propaganda? You don't go see Joseph Goebbels' films to see the truth about Nazi Germany. You don't want to go see Al Gore's film to see the truth about global warming.
An inconvenient truth about the Center for Policy Analysis is that it has received more than $390,000 from ExxonMobil since 1998. Mr. Burnett wrote a recent editorial defending former Exxon CEO Lee Raymond's retirement compensation that provided him a stipend of $190,000 per day. Program note: The Wild Side News endorsed Al Gore for president during its second anniversary show this year on March 23rd, the first environmental news show in the world to do so. The chairman of the House Resources Committee, Representative Richard Pombo, ever vigilant to serve the American people, and particularly their oil companies, has introduced, once again, a bill to, okay, multiple choice. A, drill for oil off the coastal waters. B, drill for oil in Anwar. C, drill for oil everywhere. Correct answer, yes, he's messing with the caribou in Alaska. That's B. Previous attempts to drill in Anwar have used strategies including attaching such a provision to the defense spending bill, attaching it to the budget bill, to no avail. Pombo's newest bill stands boldly by itself, which opens up a potential filibuster when the bill is introduced in the Senate. The bill may be debated today. Stay tuned. Vice President Dick Cheney Monday flew into Stockton, California, hometown of Richard Pombo, to bolster his chances of winning against his arch-rival and former Republican Congressman Pete McCloskey, who opposes Pombo on his environmental credentials. Dick Cheney had nothing but high praise for the young congressman who has been launched to head the powerful House Resources Committee ahead of six longer-term Republicans. Mr. Cheney stated, "During my 10 years in Congress, I came to value individual congressmen who displayed toughness, values, intelligence, and resolve. Richard Pombo is that type of congressman, and he deserves it." Meanwhile, Dick Cheney's popularity continued to set record lows for a standing vice president, capturing the approval of at least 18% of the American voters. As yet, there is no study to determine if the following story indicates a trend in human-animal interactions, but in Cape Town, South Africa, gangs of baboons are invading expensive homes along the spectacular coast of South Africa's Cape Peninsula, acting like spring break monkeys of a human sort as they ravage pantries and refrigerators and wreak havoc on the she-she designer furniture. The baboons are becoming increasingly bold in their new surroundings, as the taste for upscale cuisine seems to be catching on in their social groups. Despite attempts to change their taste back to the wonders of the bush, the baboons, for now, are staging what appears to be the first evidence of radical thinking approaching fashionista complexity in non-human species. And on a happier note, otters and penguins forced to flee the ravages following Katrina, leaving the sanctuary of their homes at the Audubon Aquarium in New Orleans, are back home, following flights from Oakland on Monday back to New Orleans to be ready to greet visitors like in the good old days as the Audubon Aquarium reopens on Friday. And that's the news. In just over a week, you have the chance to have a great time joining in on the 14th annual National Trails Day. If you haven't attended one, this is as good a time as any. We who love the earth must come together now more than ever. Well, in the Wildside News' third year of shows, we also are setting some landmarks, and I'm really thrilled about this next landmark because this is the third annual coverage of the National Trails Day event that American Hiking Society is putting on, and joining us to talk about that is Ivan Levin with the American Hiking Society. Ivan, welcome to the Wildside News.
Thank you very much, Sydney.
This is your 14th year of the National Trails Day. Give us a sense of what your mission is and what this event really involves.
Well, National Trails Day is the signature trail awareness program for American Hiking Society. And basically, it's a day to inspire nearly 1 million trail enthusiasts to get to thousands of events nationwide celebrating public lands and trails and of course, human-powered recreation that takes place on those trails.
There are literally events in every single state.
There are, every single state, including Canada and Puerto Rico.
What's the best way for them to find out what's going on in their state?
The easiest way is to go to our website, which is www.americanhiking.org, and right at the top of the homepage, you'll see search for an event on National Trails Day, and you click on that, and then click on your corresponding state, and then you can click on the event that's in your local area from there.
One of the great things about this particular event is the fact that there's literally something for everybody. In some cases, people are going to be just going for a hike, but there's a lot of effort by local groups and organizations to help maintain trails, which is a huge part of what needs to be done, and with budget cuts and things like that, these volunteers out there working to clean up and maintain trails really serves a big purpose. Give us a sense of the variety of different things that people can participate in.
Well, there are a number of different types of events. Of course, you have your general hikes, which of course are front country and back country hikes, happening as part of National Trails Day. You also have, of course, your trail maintaining and constructing trips where people are actually going out, you know, on the ground and building trails, whether that's a bike trail or a hiking trail or whatnot. They're still out there building trails, including equestrian trails as well. There's also, besides the general events that happen on National Trails Day, we also have bird watching events, and there are trail races and marathons on National Trails Day. There's hikes in the evening for hikes by moonlight. There's also geocaching and letterboxing events. Of course, I mentioned trail maintenance. There's also events that are specific to exercising with your baby on trails and greenways. There's also, of course...
Now, is that a romantic... are you talking romantically or a children?
No, just with your your baby.
Oh, okay. Just want to make clear about that.
And, of course, there's also paddling and, like, kayak water trail trips on National Trails Day as well. Scavenger hunts for the kids and, of course, horseback and equestrian rides as well. And we even have some events where they're having gear swaps and how to learn new skills and how to learn the technical skills of hiking and biking and getting out on the trails. The theme this year is Experience Your Outdoors.
That's real basic and real simple, and that's exactly what National Trails Day fundamentally is all about.
Absolutely.
What's the advantage of getting out and connecting with the wild?
Well, I think that there's a number of experiences associated with this theme, Experience Your Outdoors on National Trails Day. First of all, it gives the program National Trails Day a personal message, which is meant to reach all individuals, and it's meant to include all varieties of recreational uses, as I've mentioned, hiking, biking, paddling, etc. The outdoor experiences on National Trails Day can really range from developing awareness and understanding for oneself and relationship with others, to encouraging responsibility, also building a sense of community, developing consciousness and respect for the environment, increasing a desire for recreation, enhancing quality of life, and of course providing exercise, relaxation, and enjoyment.
You know, it's amazing. Last year there were, it's posted, 1,132 events. That's a lot of activity out there. And what kind of numbers in terms of people do you see each year?
Well, let's see. And associated with 2005 National Trails Day, we had attendance that exceeded 121,000 trail enthusiasts at registered events. And that was a 16% increase from 2004. And, of course, we're expecting to see that trend in 2006 as well.
There's things happening all over. Give us an idea of some of the urban events that you think are exciting this year.
Just off the top of my head, there are there's a trail event festival happening in the Greensboro area of North Carolina. And it's a huge festival for the city where the city is actually being given an award for being a trail town, not from American Hiking Society, but they are receiving an award. And it's just all the citizens of Greensboro come out on National Trails Day and they celebrate all the different trails that Greensboro has to offer. There's also an event happening near the Washington, D.C. area on the Potomac Heritage National Scenic Trail, and this is also another example of a huge trail festival in a very urban, populated area where people are getting out and getting to learn the opportunities that are in their communities and the trails that are in their own backyard.
D.C. has an amazing network of trails for such an important urban center. How about some backcountry events?
Backcountry events, there's a number of events happening in California. I know that there are some happening in the Santa Monica Mountains, which are near L.A., but amazingly still backcountry events.
Yeah.
There's one happening that is being hosted by Coastwalk, which is an association that works with the California Coastal Trail in California. And this is happening in Carlsbad, California. And this is just a day to get out to learn about wildlife from a docent, and it's been a four-mile hike on a round-trip northern trail, and you're able to bring your lunch and water and relax and have some wildlife viewing in the backcountry while also participating in this four-mile hike as well.
One of the things that makes this all possible, too, are some regular and new corporate sponsors, Adventure Medical Kits, Backpacker Magazine. Why don't you tell some of the things that they may be involved with?
Sure, absolutely. In addition to Adventure Medical Kits and Backpacker Magazine, we also have EMS, Eastern Mountain Sports, Merrill Shoes, REI, Royal Robbins, Thor Lowe's, and we also work with a number of federal agencies as well.
Yeah, that's like the BLM and National Parks, U.S. Fish and Wildlife. And so it is truly a national spectrum event.
Absolutely.
And really exciting. Now, this is happening June 3rd. That's a Saturday.
Correct. National Trails Day is always the first Saturday of June.
Gotcha. Now, American Hiking Society at AmericanHiking.org is involved in lots and lots of different things, not just the National Trails Day, which certainly is a major event, but you also have some fascinating opportunities for people to spend some real time backcountry with your volunteer vacations.
Absolutely.
That's so neat. Talk about that.
Well, volunteer vacations is a great opportunity, and here in 2006, we're offering over 100 trips that are happening across the country, including Puerto Rico, and these are front country or back country trips, and basically you go out for a week at a time and you perform trail maintenance at all these amazing locations across the country. And typically for your small registration fee, your airport pickup and drop off is included, as well as your food, and you're just responsible for your airfare. And as I mentioned, we do have over 100 trips in 2006, and some of the trips that are coming up are happening in Golden Gate National Recreation Area, where participants are actually able to stay at the Presidio and then get to experience some of the cultural sites of San Francisco while during the day also working in Golden Gate National Recreation Area. So they're getting some of that front country experience by working on trails in an urban area and also getting to experience some of the cultural sites as well. And that's just a great example of some of our new front country trips that we're offering in 2006. And, of course, we have our usual back country trips where people are flying, you know, to obscure locations in Idaho, flying, getting picked up, and just spending a week out in the backcountry and then flying home.
Now, do they have to bring their own gear in a situation like that?
They do. Typically, participants do need to bring their own gear, backpack, sleeping bag, tents, depending on where they'll be staying. But typically, they do need to bring their own gear.
Another thing that American Hiking provides are funds for trail maintenance to various organizations.
Sure, absolutely. We have a grant program called the National Trails Fund, and it existed in the 90s, and then it went away for a little while, and it came back in 2005. And for 2006, we just awarded just over $50,000 to 17 different trail-maintaining organizations. And those funds went to support projects from building new trail and helping maintaining existing trail, to building constituency, to some land acquisition, to even helping fund some volunteers and interns for volunteer crews that are doing trail maintenance as well.
Now, of course, when people want to find out if there's things happening, they go to American Hiking, and there's a map, a pretty classic format for a website. It's really easy. I thought there must be one state that doesn't have something going, so I went to some classic states where I thought maybe there might not be. But you know what? Every single state has something. I noticed that in Louisiana, apparently, probably they're a little still trying to recover, so there weren't as many things happening there. But in some states, I'm telling you, there's literally, 50 to 75 events. Alaska, Hawaii, Alabama, Maine, there's things happening everywhere. People go to AmericanHiking.org to find out. Ivan Levin, let's talk a little bit about you. How is it that you come to be so enthusiastic about trails?
Well, my educational background, my bachelor's degree is actually in recreation parks and tourism with a concentration of outdoor recreation. And I interned with American Hiking Society as kind of the last credits for my degree. And I fell in love with the organization and our mission and what the organization was all about. And I was actually offered a position as trail programs manager summer of 2004.
You lucky guy.
Yeah. So I've been with American Hiking now for just about 2 years, and I absolutely love it. And I'm also in graduate school getting my master's in park and recreation resource management as well.
What's your favorite activity?
You know, I love going on 1 to 3 day hikes, you know, where I'm able to spend a couple days out in the backwoods and for a few days and just being able to step away from everybody and everything and then being able to come back when I want to.
That is restorative. That's obviously why it's important for people to experience the outdoors. And I think a lot of us get so wrapped up in life that we sometimes feel as if it's difficult to get away, but that's one of the aspects about hiking that is so nice. You can go for a hike and experience the outdoors with a pair of shoes and a little proper clothing.
Absolutely.
Ivan Levin, I want to thank you for telling us about the National Trails Day. Also, now, if people want to become a member of American Hiking Society, how do they do that?
Well, the easiest way, of course, is to go onto our website, which is AmericanHiking.org, and right there on the homepage, you can see a join or renew screen right there, and you can just join right there online, or feel free to contact someone in the office, and we'll be happy to help you from there.
Yeah, what's that number?
The number is 301-565-6704.
Well, we're looking at the 14th Annual National Trails Day happening all over, all across the United States. Ivan Levin, thanks so much for lending your voice here on the Wild Side News.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Sydney.
Take a look at what's happening in your area. Then set aside Saturday, June 3rd. I guarantee a great adventure to everyone who does. All across America, people will be celebrating from sea to shining sea. But it's becoming clear that our oceans are in deep trouble. It can seem at times so overwhelming. In just a moment, you're going to have 50 great things to do to help save the oceans. Did you know that getting married can actually help? Find out how when your Voice of the Earth returns here on the Wild Side News.
Melting polar ice was a dirty look. Shrinking glaciers, a nudge. Then dying coral reefs pushed us, hard. Rising ocean temperatures and extreme weather, an uppercut. Then record-breaking heat waves hit us right where it hurts. Has it occurred to anyone that maybe the Earth is trying to get our attention?
We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. To find out how, go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation.